worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had a blessed, happy, healthy Thanksgiving yesterday. It was definitely great down here in Florida. And, yeah, we had a really good time. We got a lot of interesting stuff for you guys today. So we'll go ahead and hit it hard. And how are you doing today, Dev?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'll be on with you for the whole hour today, and I will also be on with Hagman tonight. So let me give you guys the schedule for Hagman. We're going to have a special show schedule for you for the holiday weekend. I'll be on from 7 to 7:30, covering a bunch of health stories. At 7:30 to 8, Austin's going to be coming on and talking about Fast and Furious and gun running in New Mexico and the potential civil war that may be starting in California, which will be a huge story tonight from 7:30 to 8. Then I'll be back on at 8 to 8:30. Then Sharon's coming on from 8:30 to 9 to do a whole 30-minute segment on relationships and marriages and how to have a happy, healthy husband, how to have a happy, healthy marriage. And then I'll be back on for the final hour, and I'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff about the supercomputer they're trying to hook us all up into. You've heard me talk about the AI computer, you know, repeatedly. Tonight, I'm going to tell you what it is and how it works and what it does, and you're not going to like it at all. It's going to be really yuck. That'll be the third hour. So what's your first story today, Oz?
Well, first one, I'm picking on Oreos again today. I haven't talked about these in a while, but more and more research has come out over the years. You've talked about them for years, Dad, with the super, super nasty trans fats they have in them, and now they currently use the hyaluronic hydrogenated canola oil and palm oil, which is interesting, along with soybean oil and high fructose corn syrup. What's interesting about these, though, is that students at Connecticut College and their professor of neuroscience conducted another study now on Oreo cookies and the reaction to the brain. When they're given to lab rats, they produce the same reaction as when the lab rats have been given cocaine. Our research supports the theory that the extremely high-fat, high-sugar food stimulates the brain in the same way that these drugs do. It may explain why some people can't resist these foods despite the fact they know they are horrible for them. They found to be an equally strong association when given an Oreo as when given strong drugs such as cocaine or morphine. The cookies stimulated the pleasure center in the brain the same way, and in some results they were found to have an even greater response than the drug system, as well as the dangers of getting hooked on Oreos due to the special combination of sugars and fats that is used to process them. Oreos also have some pretty gnarly ingredients in it as well, as we've talked about before. So these are one product. They have 22 different varieties now of Oreos, guys, on the market. This is really a food that I don't think anybody of our listeners probably don't eat. I hope you don't eat. I've seen way too many people eat these foods on a regular basis, and I can definitely say that I've seen a lot of people get hooked on these, because rarely do you see somebody open an Oreo package and eat one or two Oreos. It's generally half the package. I've been around people before, and I've seen them literally polish off an entire box of Oreos in a day. Quite disgustingly, actually. It's pretty nasty to see somebody eat that many calories in one day. But I just wanted to bring that up because I've never really discussed Oreos before on this show. But those are a food that you really, really need to stay away from the junk food category, primarily because they're using hydrogenated hyaluronic canola oil along with sugar, along with high fructose corn syrup. Very, very toxic, nasty compound to put in your body. And on top of that, now with the super high fat, high sugar, they're even showing that it has the same effect as using cocaine or morphine on the pleasure sensors in the brain. So I kind of wanted to start off with that today, Dad, is before anybody eats any more junk food, you know, the next couple of weeks.
Probably for the next weekend, but for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you guys have a lot of stuff left over, but see, the thing about it is with Oreos and other foods like that, Newman's Own makes an Oreo. This Paul Newman's company, may he rest in peace. They bought a company, Newman's Own, and they were really good. Oreo lookalike sandwich cookie. I'm not promoting it as far as a healthy alternative to anything, but it's a healthy alternative to regular Oreos.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would be anything, wouldn't it? So that's the kind of stuff you need to use if you're going to eat something like that or give your kids a snack. They only cost a couple bucks a pack. And Oreos cost a couple bucks a pack. So the reality is, just stay with a healthier alternative if you're going to eat that every once in a while. By the way, I watched a very disturbing video this morning. I had to kind of choke through it a little bit. It was difficult. It's a boot spear. And it ties right in with Kanye West and what happened with him when he broke his MLK Ultra programming last week. And I think it was the kitty detective or kid. I'll find it a minute for the end of the show, and I'll tell you the link to it. And this lady actually did a big expose. It's about a 15-minute video, maybe 12 minutes, on Britney's latest video, music video, Slumber Party. And what Britney does in the Slumber Party video is she explains in her way what they do at the Chut parties that Stanley Kubrick promoted or exposed. I shouldn't say he promoted it, exposed in his book, in his movie Eyes Wide Shut. Now, it's an interesting video. It'll let you know the entire full satanic agenda of Hollywood and what they do in the music industry. And right in the middle of this thing, Roseanne Barr is interviewed, and she says basically that MK Ultra rules Hollywood and it rules the music industry. Because if you don't know what that is, you need to look it up, because these people are being programmed. It actually has Britney seeing Lucifer, who was symbolized by a man at the party with a lightning bolt across his face, symbolizing Lucifer's fall to earth, you know, being lightning. And then she actually crawls to him on she crawls to him at the end of the video on her hands and knees, seeking redemption from him. I mean, it's just some of the craziest, weirdest stuff you guys have ever seen. It's absolutely horrific. And children and kids are watching this. All kinds of sex scenes in it, you know, just absolutely grotesque, satanic stuff. And it was basically a remake of Eyes Wide Shut, promoting it. And I cannot believe that came out, and I cannot believe that Britney Spears is still that controlled. A lot of this stuff comes right through Disney Studios. Because remember, Disney has basically worked for the CIA, the FBI for a long, long time. They're the ones that really were the cutting edge as far as the MK Ultra programming back in the 40s and the 50s, and even when we started having the issues like with Roswell, with these spaceships crashing and landing and everything else, Disney was enlisted by the CIA to do films and cartoons about Roswell and little green men and spaceships, just to ridicule anyone who started talking about it, so people could make fun of them. And that's what they did almost for the last 70 years for anybody who had any kind of knowledge of the UFO problem that we're having in the country, as far as I call them the fallen angel problems and issues that we all need to be aware of. They've always pretty much contained it through ridicule, and anyone who starts talking about it, their entire life is ruined, because they're basically told, everybody tells, they're told they're, you know, tin foil hat wearer or whatever. And the sad part about it is we got some major stuff going on globally, internationally, interdimensionally, and I'm going to talk about that tonight. You guys don't want to miss that show from 9 to 10 tonight with Hagman, or even Austin's segment or Sharon's segment. It's going to be a really good show with Hagman for the 3 hours tonight. So, guys, it's some crazy stuff, and I've told you 100 times literally on this show, and that is not exaggerating, that the MK Ultra, the mind control, and the satanic agenda in Hollywood, you can see this by the red Kabbalist bracelets they wear, the strings around their wrists, the programming. And it's not bad enough that these guys want to do this to these people that are there. They want your permission to do it to you. We're going to talk about that tonight. They want you to give them permission. It's like Angelina Jolie had a video released of her a few weeks ago, in which I believe they said that Brad Pitt had released it in the middle of this divorce mess they're in, in which she's talking about her initiation into this cult type of ritual and what they were doing to her and how she allowed them to do it to her. Guys, listen for a second. These guys run the New World Order, who run Hollywood, hate Jesus Christ. They're Luciferians. They don't want to have anything to do with the Son of God or Yeshua or Yahweh. It's always about turning everything upside down and getting energy and stuff from these interdimensional entities. We're going to go into detail about that supercomputer tonight that we had talked about on the third hour. So, guys, stay tuned for that. What do you think about Britney Spears, Austin? Because, you know, you were kind of raised with her, and you kind of have seen where she's gone. I mean, it's almost hard to believe and hard to imagine that anybody has allowed themselves to be completely and totally controlled like this.
Well, yeah, I saw the same video, the same link you sent me this morning, and I watched it. And, yeah, I mean, we grew up, as far as I remember her, she was a pretty big, you know, sex symbol back in the younger generation, as a lot of guys really found her attractive, especially when she was really young. And, you know, if you look back, a lot of her early music videos, they were very, very mild. You know, they weren't very risque. They didn't have a lot of weird stuff in them. And then it basically escalated rapidly once she started doing a couple hit songs took off, but you can see her entire life has essentially been spent in the spotlight and in the entire Illuminati presence as far as with the music industry. And that's why she's had so many breakdowns. That's why we see a lot of these people break down. But I talked about the other day. I mean, you see Lindsay Lohan. She had multiple DUIs now. Had to be the Baker Act. Did you see this with Kanye West? They killed Prince. They killed Michael Jackson. You see this stuff over and over and over again where these people essentially can't handle what's going on, and they see what's happening in the music industry. You know, I mean, Dave Chappelle, the black comedian, you know, I mean, he got so sick of it after a while, and he blatantly came out. He did multiple interviews. He basically said, you know, what you see and what you think is going on behind the scenes is not what you think it is. Everything is completely manipulated. They make these people do weird, weird stuff. I mean, he had enough of it. He ended up going to Africa for like 5 years on a hiatus, just disappeared, flat out disappeared. I mean, had Comedy Central contracts, had all these different shows he was doing, and flat out left, canceled them all, and went to Africa for 5 years, disappeared, had enough of Hollywood. He was that sick of it. And this is what a lot of these guys run into. The problem is Britney Spears, I think her mind control is so deep in what they've done to her, and that she feels essentially she probably can't get away from how deeply tied she is with this entire music industry. It's quite sad, though, when you see this happen to a lot of these people.
It is. The name of the video, it's from Spy Kitten Productions, and the name of the video, if you want to Google it on YouTube, Something Strange is Happening to Britney Spears, The Illuminati Slumber Party Exposed. It was just released a couple days ago. It's almost got 1 million views already. It was published on the 23rd of November. Something Strange is Happening to Britney Spears, Illuminati Slumber Party Exposed, Spy Kitten Productions. It's worth a look. It's 10 minutes long. It's really intense. I wouldn't suggest your kids watch it with you. It's one of those, you know, you need to go ahead and check that out yourself, because it's pretty graphic. And I can tell you that the real video, because this isn't the real video, it's excerpts from the video. The real video, I promise you, is going to be much, much worse than this. So it's just, they're letting us know now. They're letting us know with their soul cooking parties and all the other things they're doing, Austin. They're moving this younger generation more and more and more into the occult. They started it with Harry Potter. And you know, yep. Even when Harry Potter came out, I never let your younger brothers and sisters read any of that stuff. None of it's in our house. I told them, I said, absolutely not. We are not going to glamorize the occult. We're not going to glamorize witches and demons and sorcerers and spells and Wiccans. We're not going to do that. We're not going to have this mess in the house, because you guys need to realize that this stuff is real. It's not funny. It's really, really bad. And people need to simply avoid it to the best of their ability. It's so very important. What's your next story, bud?
Yeah, it really is. Well, this is interesting now. We've been monitoring this for a few months, and nothing's really happened with it yet unless the House passes it. The progress of a bill called 21st Century Cures Bill. The legislation is intended to bring medicine into the 21st century, which we know all these medical executive orders and bills that they pass is completely and totally nonsense. It's basically a facade. They're trying to do it to make people forced into forced vaccination. And what happens is this bill has been broken up now into about a dozen separate pieces. And if you look at it, what's very worrisome about it is the bill S-2742, which is promoting Biomedical Research and Public Health for Patients Act. It basically goes in there and says, women who receive or covered with vaccine while pregnant and any children who are in utero at the time, such women receiving the vaccine shall be considered persons to whom covered vaccine was administered and persons who receive the covered vaccine. A lot of the wording is very strange in here, but what it means basically in simple terms is they want to start forcing all the moms to make it a requirement now at hospitals and through the whole checkup period that they're repeatedly vaccinated with all these different ones. Now they're saying the DTaP, obviously we've talked about that before, the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis shot needs to be given to the mother and the fetus rather than the child after he's out by the pediatrician. So what they're wanting to do now is they're finding, and it's funny because we see this, Dad, we see them say, well, what, 56, one out of 56, you know, males, children, are being born with autism now. By 2030, you know, the number's going to be like 2-1 or whatever it is. But the interesting thing we're seeing about this now is that nobody's even taking the time to wake up and say, why is this happening? Why is this so,
so much of an epidemic. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And we see the globalists can't get enough of the effect fast enough with the standard 76 vaccines in the first 18 years of life. Now they want to start adding 2 and 3 and 4 different vaccines to the mother to basically force the child to get all this garbage in their system before they're even born, so that as soon as they're born, they can hit them with the Hep B shot for absolutely no reason, and then continue the onslaught of vaccinations throughout their entire life. And in my opinion, as Dad has said this before, this is all about depopulation, it's about decreasing the immunity of the child, and it's about increasing the toxicity effects so that the neurological development and IQ points are not near as high as they need to be. You can only inject so much aluminum and mercury and formaldehyde and every type of toxic adjuvant into a child before it starts having significantly damaging effects to the body. Some kids respond to it as far as with less side effects. Some kids respond to it absolutely horribly after their first shot. It all depends on the body and what it can actually take. So what they're doing now is they can't get enough of it in the first, you know, years of life. So now they want to start adding it to the mother in bulk before the child is even developed in the womb. And it's sad to me, Dad, but it's crazy. We're seeing this happen now. Everything is starting to progress so quickly. Like you just said with Britney Spears, how she blatantly came out and said, this is a younger version of Eyes Wide Shut. And we're seeing the fact that her market base, her people that look up to her, are teenagers. They're young teens, tweens, whatever you want to call them. And they see these music videos and they want to emulate it. You know, like I said, the music videos that we saw when we were younger, you know, a girl in a bikini or something walking around was extremely risque back then. Now, some of these music videos are borderline hardcore to softcore porn that nobody really even needs to be watching. But it's all about desensitizing the population slowly. If they presented these music videos like she just presented right now 15, 20 years ago, there literally would have been moms and parents picketing and rioting the media saying, we don't want this released on television and MTV. We don't want this on YouTube. But now everybody's accepted of it and say, oh, well, it's just another music video, this and that. We're seeing the exact same with vaccines. It's one after another, it's 20 vaccines, then it's 30 vaccines, then it's 40, now it's 76. Now they want to add more while they're in utero. It won't stop unless everybody starts making a stand, Dad. That's why it's so important. Us, what we're doing, talking to people, waking people up as best possible. Like Dad said, you don't have to have the shotgun approach and unload on them with everything you know in 5 minutes, but just waking them up slowly, trying to get them to question what they've been programmed to believe, because it all, in essence, is like you just said, Dad, it all comes down to mind control.
That's exactly right. I mean, because the media has lost their ability at this point to affect us through the news.
Yep.
Now, stay with me for just a second, everybody. The vast majority of the population, over 70% now, realizes how incredibly dishonest and corrupt and what a bunch of unbelievable liars CNN, Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, NBC or whatever the other one's called. They realize what a bunch of liars they are. They got that. We've all figured that out. We're all seeing that. We're all moving towards alternative news. Except the younger generation.
Yep.
They're the ones that are still massively influenced from Hollywood, the music videos, the recording artists that are out there that are controlled through MK Ultra. That's the inroad they're getting into the population now, because if they can reach the folks that are 25 years and younger who are listening to this types of music, who think this types of information is okay, my generation's going to pass away. We're going to go on to be with heaven, if it's heaven with God, if we're saved, and that's what's going to happen to us. We're just going to leave the planet. We're going to depart. Now, I'm being 61 years old. I'm still really old school. You guys, you don't know how old school I am. I am old school. And you think, well, you don't sound old. I'm not going to act old. But as far as this complete and total compromise that we've done in the United States, as far as what we're willing to accept, it's got to stop. And until we start calling these guys out, like the one movie that really came out of the 70s, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it dealt with transsexuals, it dealt with homosexuals, it dealt with satanic rituals. I mean, that movie is sick. And I remember I watched it one time before I got saved, because it came out in the mid-70s. I got saved in 79. And I watched it one time with a girlfriend, and I told her, I said, this is some weird stuff. I said, this is some really weird, weird stuff. And even then, before I was saved, I knew that this wasn't something you need to see. There's some sick stuff. And now they're playing that sicko movie on TV, on the cable network, all the time. It started playing a few months ago, and now they're playing it all the time, because what they're trying to do is indoctrinate another whole generation into this type of mindset, this MK Ultra programming. And if you watch that video that we talked about with Brittany, which I highly recommend you guys all watch without your children present, you're going to see just how twisted, just how messed up Brittany is, the music industry is, and how blatantly they are out in the open. See, when they got the Gay Kenyon in the White House, right? When they got him in there with his supposedly transsexual wife, according to Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace, sort of, I think. I don't really know enough about her. She really was liberal. But I'm not sure what's going to happen with all her and, you know, in the next generation, next kingdom, though I'm pretty sure. I don't know if she got saved or not, is what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is this, is that, you know, she really called them out and she was dead a few months later. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. The Gay Kenyon, all right, this guy has come in and just absolutely changed perception in the last 8 years with this gay and lesbian marriage, all of it. He's gone in and allowed all of this stuff just to proceed forward, like with transsexual men using the bathroom with little girls. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. If they had tried to pull a stunt like this 20 years ago, it would have been, like you also said, it would have been rioting in the streets. But what happened is, back in the 90s, Ellen DeGeneres, who's a very gifted comedian, she really is, great interviewer, she came out of the closet right before the end of her sitcom was going off the air and basically told everybody she was queer. And what ended up happening, it was like the first chink in the armor. And then little by little, more and more people started popping out of the closet, until now Hollywood wants you to believe that's normal behavior. Now, that type of behavior is accepted in their satanic rituals. They sodomize little boys, which now we've seen with Pizzagate. We've seen with Hillary running a pedophile ring through the United Nations with Wiener. All of this stuff coming out, soul cooking, all of it. And I was talking to Doug Hagman this morning, and I told him, I said, Doug, a couple years ago when I tried to tell your audience what was going on, and I tried to explain to them the satanic connection with the government, you know, I got letters, I got emails like, basically, what are you, nuts? This doesn't happen. There's no way this is going on. You know, and even as long as 6 months ago, when I talked about half the entire Clinton Foundation network of filth was exposed, it would literally take down Washington to the government itself. Now, I'm not talking about going into anarchy, but what I'm talking about is the bulk, probably over 50% of the senators and legislatures being tried for this and having to be replaced immediately. I don't think the country would collapse, but it would show the American population to what level the country has degenerated, Austin. So yeah, it's absolutely nuts. So guys, listen to me for a second. I want to thank you for listening to our show. I mean, and I don't mean this right or wrong, but Austin and I listen to a lot of different alternative talk shows. I've listened to a bunch of stuff preparing for the show with Hagman tonight. Most people don't get it when they're talking about this stuff. And here's what's happened. In the last 150 years, Christianity, Judaism, all of these different religions have been usurped by Darwinianism. Now, you guys stay with me for a second. We were taught, you know, back in the 1850s, 1860s, whenever Darwin did his little trip, that basically when he wrote those different books, and they were basically brought into the mainstream churches, brought into the mainstream universities, that we came from monkeys, and before that we came from slime, and before that we came from a rock. Because when you go all the way back, lightning hit a rock. That's how we got started. That's how stupid they think we are, because they don't really care whether you believe the truth or know that we were put here by God Almighty. So they've done the entire spiritual cleansing of us in the last 150, 160, 170 years. They've cleansed us. They've taken away our spiritual roots, you know, with the Scofield Bible, you know, with the rapture, all of the stuff they started promoting and teaching along with Darwinianism back in eugenics back in the 1800s, which means that basically it's survival of the fittest, and that the unclean or unfit or high IQ people need to be basically exterminated. This started in California with Margaret Sanger. and carried itself throughout the United States, and then Nazi Germany picked it up. The roots of all the eugenics was in California in the United States. Now, the reason they did all of this is they wanted to get rid of the black population. Now, you can fight me on that or argue about that, but just do the research. Margaret Sanger absolutely hated blacks, and she said the best thing to do with the black people was to go to their preacher and talk to them, support them financially, and get them on your side, and then they would promote this type of behavior or eugenics or abortion into the black communities. This is what the whole goal was on all of this, was eugenics and reducing the population of the, quote, undesirables, also known by some of the folks as useless eaters. So, guys, listen to me for a second. We've taken God out of the equation, and because we've taken God out of the equation, so many talk show hosts, including Fox and all the rest of them, and almost every alternative talk show host, has taken God out of the equation. We're not going to do that on this show. I am just absolutely just boldly proclaiming the lordship of Jesus Christ in my life right now to all of you. I got saved in 1979 at the age of 23 years of age. I was born again, and I've never gone back. Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. I study His Word. I know His Word. I've read the New Testament hundreds of times. I've read through the entire Bible multiple times. I've read through Proverbs, I don't even know, hundreds of times. And guys, listen to me for a second. I'm not bragging about my knowledge of the Scripture, because I know there are a lot more of you out there who are listening to the show right now who know a lot more about Scripture than I do. But here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, guys, we've got to realize that God's Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can't take the spiritual aspect of what we do and what we preach and what we believe out of the equation. If you don't understand Genesis chapter 6, if you don't understand the book of Enoch, if you don't understand what happened thousands and thousands of years ago on this planet when these other dimensional entities came to our world, gave up what they had in their dimension and started breeding with women and basically created these giants and these Nephilim, if you don't understand that the Bible says it happened and you don't get a grip on that, that these guys were here before and again after the flood, this whole thing's about worshiping Lucifer, the sacrificing of your children to Baal and to Moloch, burning your children in the fire. Read the Old Testament over and over and over again. It's all about this in the music industry as far as getting your power from Lucifer in these other dimensions, and he gives you what you want in this dimension, and you have to worship him. But that's not enough for these guys. They don't want to take it and force it from you by showing you on TV that it's okay to do this to you. They want you to agree to it, and they want you to say, yes, do this to me. I want to be part of this. Yes, I want the mark of the beast. That's what they're trying to get you to do. And guys, the answer has to always be the same. Get ye behind me, Satan. No. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee. You've got to walk away from this stuff. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. But I'm going to stand for righteousness every single time, because I'm not going to allow myself to be compromised by watching stuff on music videos or listening to music that I know has got a bad secular beat to it that's going to affect my circadian rhythm of my body or my heart rhythm. I'm not going to allow that to happen to me. I'm not going to allow my friends that I know to have children and me not speak to them about what the immunizations are going to do. I'm not going to allow myself to see things happening with people taking flu shots and not say things to them on people that I know and that I care about. I'm not going to walk away from being a Christian. I'm going to boldly proclaim my relationship with Jesus Christ and what it means to be a Christian, how it affects us in our daily life. That's what I'm going to believe, and that's what I'm going to preach and teach to my children and to the people who listen to this show. They say, well, you know, why don't other people do that? There's a reason for that. A lot of the other secular talk show hosts, including the alternative media, simply aren't Christians. Now, a lot of them masquerade as a Christian, and they'll quote Scripture, they'll talk about Jesus, but the Bible says you will know them by their fruit. If they stay drunk, if they incessantly use filthy language on the air, if they do all of these things, if you see them on videos and they're drunk, I mean, guys, come on. The Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. Now, every once in a while, I'll say a bad word, so I'm not going to adjust my halo too much on that one, because I was raised in a pretty rough environment at that bar, and I try not to do that, but sometimes I do. But guys, listen to me. There's a whole lot of difference between using a word every once in a while, you know, in anger or in disgust, than using it all of the time. There's a whole big difference between having a great marriage with your wife, my wife of 33 years, or having a continual adulterous affair on your wife, or having an open marriage. I have a friend of ours who basically, that I haven't known that long, that we just found out they're involved in an open marriage. And I'm like, are you kidding me? The answer is no. And they claim to be Christians. Now, guys, this isn't okay. none of this stuff is okay, because this is how the devil gets in. But see, listen to the shows like Hagman that really talk, or Sheila Zawinski, or Hodges, who talk about the relationship with Jesus Christ. Guys, listen to me. When we connect ourselves into God's dimension, into His dimension, through the Holy Spirit, He shares with us part of His omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. And He allows us a tiny percentage of that, so He gives us authority over all of these things, these demons. That's how we are as Christians. That's the authority we've been given. That can only be done through Jesus Christ. There's nobody else that you can do that through. That's why it is the only way the Bible says that. So God finally had enough of this world getting cycled like this, and these demons doing all this stuff. This has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. He had enough of it with the flood, flushed the whole thing. Finally, He sent His Son to die for us in His own image. The second Adam, they call Jesus, to allow us to be restored to Christ through the shedding of His blood. We've talked about that in detail. We've talked about scalar waves and how blood could be, how you could take your blood in Florida and take a pint and send it to Australia, keep it with oxygen and the right temperature, and the next day you could watch a scary movie in Florida, and your blood in Australia will release the same fear molecules that your blood does in Florida, all the way across through the planet, because it connects each other. It connects itself with longitudinal and scalar waves as the DNA connects itself to the other portions of the body that are missing, the blood that's still alive. That's what Jesus' blood does for us. Through all eternity, through all time space, He restores us to Himself. We become the righteousness of God through Christ. It says, without the shedding of blood, there is no sacrifice of sin. We as Christians have a special message to give everybody. And if you don't understand the cross, if you don't understand Christianity, you're never going to get this UFO stuff. You're never going to get Genesis chapter 6. You're never going to get any of it, because it'll all be taken in from a secular standpoint. And all it's going to be is confusing, because you won't understand how evil gets. You won't realize what these guys are willing to do and how sick they are. You could talk about it, but you're not going to get it in your spirit. I listened to a guy yesterday for almost 4 hours on this video on UFOs, and he did a good job on explaining what happened with MKUltra and a lot of these different things, what happened with the old, you know, back in 1947. But he couldn't put the pieces together. He couldn't put the pieces together why they were doing this before. He couldn't get it, Dawson. He couldn't put it together. So I choked through 4 hours of this stuff yesterday in preparation for the show tonight with Doug, and I thought to myself, this is sad. This is one of the foremost authorities on UFOs in the world, but he still doesn't get it. That's why these guys, they refuse to admit that when you call on the name of Jesus Christ, when you're in some alien or fallen angel abduction or whatever those things do to you, when that happens, they have to put you back in your house. They have to leave you alone. They can't touch you, because the name of Yeshua is that powerful when you're born again. They have no authority over you. But these guys who do the secular stuff in the UFO community, they don't want to talk about that, because they don't want to bring the spiritual aspect back into this. You've got to have a spiritual component from your DNA. We're interdimensional beings. If everybody gets that, we understand it, but nobody wants to talk about it. There's a spirit component to human beings that has to be fed properly and maintained. And if you don't, you're not going to get the big picture. You'll get little bits and pieces of it, little snapshots, but the whole thing's going to be confusing to you. I've had so many people contact us, Austin, and you know this because you see the emails, who say, I finally get what being a Christian is. I finally understand that now. I finally get the authority that God gave us through the cross, through the spilling of Jesus' blood. I didn't understand this. I have people ask me, well, why don't other preachers and pastors teach it this way? We never understood this until you said this. It's because they don't know, guys. They simply don't know, because they haven't done in-depth study on it. They basically pray for, dear Lord, bless me, myself, you know, my four no more, and blah, blah, blah. That's it. And they don't understand how important it is that we all remain integrated as a Christian body. The Bible in Hebrews 10:25 says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We've got to stay in worship and praise and in prayer together, because when we do that, we can do like we did on this show and like we did on Hagman's show. We can pray that Hillary gets exposed, and you saw what God Almighty did, and all the powers of hell could not stand against us, because we prayed in the name of Jesus in the aggregate as a body of believers. And we were able to change the physical reality of this hologram, this time-space that we're in, and expose this through the power of Jesus Christ and Yeshua and Yahweh, because He gave us that authority. Guys, He wants you involved in all of this. He wants a relationship with you. He doesn't want you listening to Britney Spears and watching this filth. He doesn't want you going to these horrible slasher movies that are off, that they put, always are putting in the movies, all these R-rated movies that have all these horrible things happening to people all the time. Yep. He doesn't want you seeing stuff like that because that's not you were called. You weren't called to be that. You weren't part of that. You know, I mean, I won't even go to Universal Studios and go to Halloween Horror Night. I don't even want to go there for that kind of filth because I don't want to put that stuff in my brain. So anyhow, that's my little preachy thing here today, Austin. I hope you guys enjoyed that. What's your next story, Bud?
Yeah, and to add on to that too, Bud, is we, especially my generation, your generation, you know, you've already kind of raised us and whatnot, but my generation and so forth, you know, it's our responsibility to bring up this next generation and wake them up with what's going on, because as you were just saying, with what they're getting exposed to now, what I saw and what I see the millennial generation is literally an abysmal failure and an embarrassment to me. I mean, it's the most entitled generation I've ever seen, yet they want zero accountability for anything. It boggles my mind. And so this generation, the millennial generation, so to speak, is having kids now, and they're about to raise this, you know, millennial, you know, number 2.0, which is scary to me. And so it's really important, guys, if you have grandkids, if you have kids, whoever's listening, that you really try to wake up your kids with what's going on, keep them in the Word, keep them in youth, keep them in church, and really teach them about the truths of all this stuff, because we don't have the luxury of candy-coating things anymore. Our generation apparently had too much stuff candy-coated to them, and now we basically ended up with this snowflake generation that are a bunch of just slack-jawed liberals that don't know how to do anything if they don't get their way. And so we can't let that happen again, guys, because it's going to get even worse. I mean, we now have MasterCard saying by next year they will have their full facial and fingerprint biometric payment system ready to go. I pulled up an article on it the other day. Now, MasterCard will debut the new system dubbed Identity Check Mobile in partnership with BMO Financial Group. The system will allow mobile users in North America to verify their identity for mobile payments with a selfie or fingerprint in early 2017. Guys, they're doing everything they can to this younger generation to make it so convenient that they don't know how to do anything else but rely on technology. And in turn, that is going to be relying on Satan. I'm not saying technology is Satan. What I'm saying is Satan is using technology to pollute, distort this younger generation. When they get used to not having to bring cash, which most of them now, my generation now, I'm one of the only people that always keeps cash on me all the time. So I've told you guys this before. Majority of the people I know, I'll get on to them. They'll always have their debit cards with them. They'll have their credit cards with them. And they'll have like $5 or $10 in their wallet. That is absolutely negligent on so many levels, I can't even begin to describe it. There's no excuse for you not to at least have $100 in your wallet while you're trying to stay financially stable. If you have to add a 20 one week, and then a 20 another week, and a 20 another week, you should never be so reliant on technology and credit cards that you don't have a backup plan B or C. And the second part of this, guys, is this is how they're going to transition the entire payment system into the mark of the beast. Now, you can say this is all too much, this is a conspiracy theory. I don't care. This is the facts, and I'm telling you how it is right now. They have to get the majority of the population so reliant, so accepted of facial and fingerprint recognition payments that they don't even question doing a biometric scan or a barcode on their wrist. That is the only way the mark of the beast will ever happen. And if you read Revelations, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It will completely prevent anybody from buying or selling anything, which means it's potentially everything's going to go black market if you don't take that mark and you want to stay a Christian and you want to go to heaven. Because Revelation, in my opinion, is pretty clear. If you take the mark, you essentially are damning yourself to hell. I don't know how God's going to handle that if somebody repents afterwards. I'm not sure. I'm not God. But from Revelation, it doesn't make sense for me to even test that. I don't even want to question God on that aspect. I just assume not even go that route. But guys, this next generation coming up below us, this is the generation that they're going to propose this to. This is the generation they're going to try and brainwash them into taking the mark of the beast. Even my generation, it's still going to be very difficult to convince us to have a barcode or have a chip or have a scan or have something implanted into us. And as Dad said so many times before, it's not just
the payment system they want to be able to control. That's one aspect. They want to be able to literally control, monitor, watch, and manipulate every single aspect of every transaction, of everything you do. Look at Minority Report, Tom Cruise, if you want to go into that. That's the one goal of it. The secondary goal is to create this biometric transhumanism so that everybody has a chip in them and it can literally turn on, tune in any frequency they want to, and they can change and manipulate us to do whatever they want. That, in my opinion, is why God is so blatantly clear about it in Revelations as far as not getting the mark. Anything you want to add on that, Dad?
Well, that was just an excellent synopsis. Yes, what they always do with this MasterCard is they say this to protect you.
Yes,
okay?
Yes,
That's not true. Now, guys, if you get your credit card stolen and somebody uses it, you're only responsible for the first $50. That's it.
Yep.
And quite frankly, I've had my numbers stolen several times over the last 40 years, and they've never charged me the $50, ever, not once. What it is to protect them. That's what it's supposed to protect, because that way if somebody gets your card, they can't use it without your fingerprint or your retina scan or your facial ID. That's what they're going for. Plus, remember, they want to put us into this AI system. Guys, you got to listen to this show tonight at 9 o'clock. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind tonight when I cover this stuff I'm going to cover you that I learned that I did not know about over the weekend. I learned some stuff that you guys have to find out about the AI tonight from 9 to 10 on Hagman and Hagman. And I'll cover it next week on our show, but I want to make sure I get as big an audience as we can. Oh, by the way, we have a 10% off sale. It's Thanks 16 through, what is it? What's the expiration date of that, Austin?
Right now it's going to be ending tonight for Black Friday. But we may possibly extend it if we have a lot of big feedback on it still.
Yeah, but Thanks 16, THANKS 16. But guys, listen to the show tonight, because I really want you to hear the stuff with Austin, with Fast and the Furious, with the gun running, and with Sharon, with the relationships, and with the thing that I'll be talking about, health, for an hour, and also be covering the other information for an hour on the AI, on the artificial intelligence, and how they're going to interface us into it. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to absolutely blow your mind. Oh, by the way, here's another story. Angela Merkel, the former communist out of East Germany, who's completely destroyed and crippled Germany now with bringing in millions of Muslims, says that she fears that social media may manipulate the German election. I don't even know how to respond to this. This is out of Berlin. Chancellor Angela Merkel's biggest contender in next year's German election campaign might not be the rival party leader, but so-called social media, basically, that's going to sway public opinion on the internet. In her first speech, she warns everybody of what may happen with Germany in the event that this is not taken care of. I mean, in her first speech to Parliament, she's announcing plans on Sunday to seek a fourth term as chancellor. I cannot believe she's running again. Merkel called for a debate on how fake news and trolls can manipulate public opinion. Okay. Germany and Sweden have turned into the rape capitals of Europe.
Yeah.
We have our friends in Germany contacting us and another friend of mine named Jürgen Klum, who basically want to move to the United States now to get away from this disaster that's turned into Germany. And Angela Merkel is so caught up in this programming and maintaining the programming, because remember, the same media is controlling Germany that controls us, that she's now telling people, just like Hillary Clinton did, it's the alternative news and the bad websites that's lying to everybody, which is changing public opinion. I got a news flash for all of these nutbags, okay? It's not us. People are waking up and coming out of their slumber. The sleeper has awakened. The masses have seen the truth with this last election in particular, with what the media tried to do to Donald Trump. And they've said, no. No, thank you. We don't want to be part of this. We're not going to be involved in it. Also, Bloomberg now is saying that younger generation children are finally turning off the football shows and they're turning off the sport box. They're saying that as all kids all over the place have had enough of this because they're no longer showing sports and enthusiasm, it's probably because of alternative social media, to be honest with you guys. But that's good, because again, the media and sports is another great MK Ultra mind control thing, because
yeah.
Here's what happens with the sports. Let's say you're a fan of the Washington Redskins and I'm a fan of the New York Giants, okay? In our world that we live in now, we no longer have tribal associations to take our place, you know, at the table with these certain leaders of our tribe, right? So we become fixated on the tribe of the New England Patriots or another, the Washington Redskins. And we become integrated mentally with that tribe, that football team. And what it allows us to do is to have these games or these conflicts, what you'd call them, I guess, in our mind, and we can root for the winner because we have a tribal hero. And what it's done is filled a need that we have from a social standpoint that we should have had fulfilled in our local churches, is what it should have been fulfilled in, with pastors who don't have lace on their panties. That's what it should have been fulfilled with. But it's not. The media is able to come in here. That's why there's 100 sports channels on my TV set that I never watch, because they want you to be involved with all of that so you don't think about how bad your job is and where you work is and how bad your life is or whatever, if you're having problems in all those different areas. They don't want you thinking about it because you cannot, because if you think about it and you start wanting to change it, you cause a social change or a social movement or a social revolution because you want things changed, like we've seen with Donald Trump. When people stopped watching the mainstream media and started listening to alternative news, we had a massive social change with Donald Trump. They don't want that. Now, let's see if Trump is going to do what he said he was going to do, or let's see if he's going to continue to march to the beat of the Rothschild drummer. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one thing that we're going to have to watch out for. Another aspect that I really hope he addresses that, you know, we've talked about on the show numerous times is the student loan debt. We're now reaching, they're saying now, we're right at $1.26 trillion in student loan, but realistically, we're probably over the $1.3 trillion mark when you take into account that the fall semester has just started and many fall and spring graduates are still in the grace period. Just this year, we've added $70 billion worth of student loans, and it's become the largest sector of non-mortgage debt since March 2010, and it's growing now at an uncontrollable rate. At the beginning of 2014, get this, at the beginning of 2004, excuse me, just 12 years ago, we were at $260 billion in student loan, and default rates were at the floor. In the past 12 years, we have now added over $1 trillion to that amount, and approximately 40% of those who owe money on student loan debts are not making payments on them at all, either from defaults, forbearance, deferment, or delinquent. What has many students on the fence and irritated is the fact that you can get rid of home loan bankruptcy. You know, you can get rid of home loans through bankruptcy, but student loans are stuck with you pretty much the rest of your life, and you have to repay these loans pretty much for the rest of your life, devastating a borrower's credit score just after one delinquency. And in addition, even after 7 years, like with a lot of them, your credit score can get better after bankruptcy. With student loans, they don't, because you can't bankrupt them, and once you default on them, it still stays on your record because you can't get it off. So this is something that we've seen now that has been an unbelievably efficient tool for the globalist elite in enslaving a huge percentage of the population into basically becoming slaves that they can't default on. And the issue I have with most of this is that a large proportion of this debt is going to private loan companies, and they completely rape these kids when they default on them with interest. That is why the national debt as far as student loans is exploding so fast. Nobody's understanding that. People go, how the heck were we in total at $240 billion in 2004, and now we're at $1.3 trillion, and we've added $70 billion in the last year? It's the interest, guys. They're tagging these kids with 14-9, 19-9, sometimes over 20% interest on these default rates, and they can't bankrupt them, meaning you are stuck under this burden, this yoke of bondage for the rest of your life, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is one of the biggest things that Donald Trump needs to address from a financial standpoint. When we're talking about student loans, something about children and kids and teenagers trying to go to colleges to get more education, to get
more areas in life that they can be proficient in so they can get better jobs. And sometimes it's a waste of money going to college, I'll admit that. But a lot of times it's not. And you can learn some good things, especially with some of the trade colleges that were sitting here taxing these kids literally to death, to the point where they pay interest and fines and their entire life they're going to be in debt under student loans. That's egregious to me. So one of the biggest aspects I think Trump needs to address is why this is exploding and what needs to be done. First off, in my opinion, the first thing that needs to be done is, since they can't be bankrupted, which I think they should be able to, but since they can't, all interest needs to be halted immediately. It needs to go to 0% interest immediately on every single student loan. There is no reason that these loan companies should be making 20%+ interest on student loans that are secured because you can't file bankruptcy on them. It would massively increase the debt payment back, because if kids actually said, oh, well, I own $30,000 on a payment and I make $300 a month payments on it, $300 a month goes to the principal. I'm not paying $300, and $160 goes to the principal because I'm paying so much interest compounded with late fees and all kinds of other penalties that are on top of it now. So this is something, in my opinion, Dad, that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed significantly, because this is going to basically entrap a significant portion of this entire generation under bondage that they're never going to be able to get out from underneath unless we address this and figure out how to fix it appropriately.
You're correct. Now, the other thing, too, remember, most of these loans are going to major schools that have super liberal values. I mean, they have gay and lesbian classes. They have open homosexuality on campus. They have open lesbianism on campus. They have open lesbian and gay professors who actually recruit from the student body to try to turn kids to become homosexuals. I mean, all of this stuff is going on at these liberal schools. So Obama and the rest of these boys, when they decided to push this liberal education on everybody, this is a social indoctrination system into the left to make these kids liberals, to make them Democrats, to make them tolerant of all of these different views. That's why they're doing it, Austin. They made it so easy to get the student loans. What people didn't understand was, unless they're going to get a degree in like dentistry or medicine or law or accounting or engineering or nursing, something they can use and get licensed and get a job and have a decent income, or even becoming a professor or a teacher.
Yeah.
They get these degrees like in black studies or history or, you know, or French poetry. And they wonder why when they get out, they can't get a job because nobody will hire them. Even though they've got a college degree, they don't have any useful skill sets. And that's the problem that we run into. But the student loan is just as large for these other degrees that don't give you the opportunity to pay the money back. Guys, I'm telling you, college is great. I was in college a long, long time. I was a college professor for years. But guys, you've got to let your children know when they go to these secular universities that it's not what they think it's going to be. It's going to be different. And you've got to make sure they're really well grounded in their Christian values before you send them there. By the way, next story. Central Americans surge north, hoping to reach the U.S. before Trump inauguration. Immigrants are walking to America from Central America because they know that Trump basically is going to take a hard line. During the fiscal year 2016, the United States detained nearly 410,000 people along the southwest border with Mexico. 410. The vast majority from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. What they don't tell you is they were allowed, in most cases, to come into the United States. They weren't detained. They were distributed. That's 500,000 in 1 year. This is what happened to me when I went to get my driver's license a couple of weeks ago, when suddenly I found very quickly that I'm in line for 45 minutes behind people who cannot speak English, who can't produce a driver's license, who produce a passport from another country, and have fake other identification to prove who they are. Crazy, crazy stuff is happening in this country, guys. And if we don't protect our borders, this country's not going to make it. Guys, again, I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. And I hope that you've had a blessed holiday weekend. I really do. And a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful Christmas season upon us now. I want to thank you for taking advantage of the Thanks 16 for the 10% off coupon at Health Masters. Thank you for that. I want you to know something. I appreciate you, and I love you guys. Thanks for listening to us, too. I just want to be appreciative of you guys, and I really am this way. If you ever met me in person, I will act the same way to you when I meet you as I do right now. This is the one thing about me is I'm extremely consistent. I'm kind of like a straight line. I'm always the same. And, you know, it's funny because we all need to learn how to have that stability through Christ Jesus and not have these up and down moments. Do I ever get upset about stuff? You guys have heard me get upset. You've heard me fussing and yelling, but it's usually about some stuff that I really, really dislike, because we've got to take a stand against evil, and we have to take a stand for righteousness to the best of our ability. Guys, I love you. Looking forward to talking to you tonight on Hagman Show. Again, stay tuned for that. It'll be at 7 o'clock on Global Star Radio. Also, it'll be at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So I appreciate you guys, and I love you. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. We appreciate everything. It'll definitely be an interesting show tonight. I'm going to go into detail with a lot of stuff they're doing as far as intentionally been running the weapons down into Mexico and bringing in the MS-13 gangs that are now exploding in South California and a lot of other Southwest states. And basically what we need to do from a Patriot standpoint as far as getting ready, making sure you guys are adequately equipped as far as with firearms and what to do as far as if you are engaged with substantial firepower and how to handle it and how to respond to it. A lot of stuff going on right now. Everybody needs to be staying awake and prepped and ready all the time. There's no excuse right now to be slacking off. This right now more than ever is more significant. And what's going on with California trying to say they want to exit, that's a whole nother story that's going on that nobody's talking about and trying to carve up the United States. I talked about it at the beginning of the week. We're going into detail on that tonight again as well. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on that show. And then again, Mom's going to have some pretty good info as well. But we have that big special running right now, guys. 10% off anything that's not on sale. Thanks, THANKS 16, 10% off anything. Obviously, that doesn't apply to three-pack specials or kits, anything that's already on sale. We can't afford to do double stack coupons. I wish we could, but we'd basically be losing money after shipping. So that right there is a good opportunity, I don't know, to stock up on anything you really like or you take a lot of or you get really good results of. I know we've had a ton of people stock up on the thyroid support because of how effective that is for keeping the thyroid healthy, along with the Ultimate Multiple as well. So a lot of good things on there. But if you guys need anything, email us, call us. I'll be on the night with the Hagman Show again. And after that, guys, you have a blessed, safe weekend. And we'll be back on the Brower and Brower Show again Monday, as always. Thank you so much, guys.